Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And I'm Spencer.
And today we are talking about...
Clouds.
Yeah, we're kind of cloud watching today.
Yeah, we're talking about not actual clouds, but...
What about the clouds in the sky?
Yeah, no, not clouds in the sky. We're talking about cloud servers, I guess.
Right, so we're talking about computers, internet, and most importantly, how you keep your files.
Mm-hmm. That's right, how you keep your digital files. All right, so we have two people in our dialogue today, Christine and Jeffrey, and they are talking about how to save files, send files, clouds, all this fun stuff. So let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue really quickly.
All right.
Jeffrey, the photo files are too big. I can't send them over by email. Do you have a Baidu Yun account?
A what account?
Baidu Yun. Baidu is China's leading search engine. Baidu Yun is their cloud storage service.
Oh, I see. No, I don't have an account with them. Can't you just upload the files to Google Drive and share them with me?
But Google Drive isn't available in China.
Oh, right.
Anyway, Baidu Yun is pretty easy to use. Actually, you don't even need to set up an account. I can just upload the photos, put them in a folder, and share the link with you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, so we find out right away what the problem is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Christine says, Jeffrey, the photo files are too big. Okay, so here we go. Files. So these are like wenjian.
Anything, right? Anything on your computer is a file. It can be something that you wrote. It could be a picture. It could mm-hmm. be a movie. They're all files.
Yeah, it could be a song, in which case it'd be like we call an audio file.
Yeah.
Even our open language lessons, if you have them maybe saved on your computer, you know, those are files too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, they are kind of big, though. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how big an open language file would be. I'm not sure it would be really easy to send over to my friends by right. email.
Right. So, in which case, you might have to, you know, use Baidu Yun or maybe something else such as Google. But our friend here, Jeffrey, doesn't know what Baidu Yun is, right? So Christine has to explain here. She says Baidu is China's leading search engine.
Okay.
Okay, so we have this word here, leading.
Leading, number one, the yeah. best.
Yeah, number one, the most used, the biggest, something like that.
You know, actually, I just said best, but maybe I shouldn't say best because mm-hmm. we often use this word in like leading cause of death.
Yeah, it means the main thing, right? That causes something maybe. So like you could say, I don't know, the leading cause of air pollution in China is coal burning.
Oh, you could something, say that.
Yeah, something like that. In which case, it's not a good thing.
Right.
But
right,
the
right.
word leading is used to show something like that. Or the leading cause of obesity in America is the consumption of sugar.
Right, or just sugar, right? The leading cause is sugar.
Yeah, eating sugar. Sugar's not good for you. Makes you fat.
Makes you fat. I mean, now, it doesn't have to be so negative all the time. Like, you could say a leading brand or... Mm-hmm. You know, like, hopefully open language will continue to be, you know, a leading brand for many, many years to come with your support.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So here we were talking about what is leading, though, a leading search engine.
Okay, so the thing that you use to search.
Yeah, so it could be Baidu, could be Google, could be Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Bing.
Oh, yeah, Bing. I forgot about Bing.
Who really uses Bing?
Well, I've had to use it. I mean, we will find out the reason in a second, but I've had to use Bing so many times because sometimes other search engines don't always work in China.
Yeah, that's right. But here, we're still talking about Baidu. We're talking about Baidu Yun, which is Baidu's cloud storage service.
Right.
So a cloud storage service is basically a place where you can put your files, right, for other people to get, right?
That's the whole, or you, right? Even mm-hmm. you can get them as well. I mean, mm-hmm. before we always kept our files on our computers, right? Mm-hmm. In our offices or at our homes. But the point is that they're here. Whereas these kinds of file storage methods or ways, you know, cloud storage basically means that it's somewhere else. It's up in the cloud.
That's right. That's right. So it's not, it can be on your computer, but it can be somewhere else for you to get to. So you don't Yes. need your computer to get the files, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So Jeffrey here says, oh, I see. He says, no, I don't have an account with Baidu. Can't you just upload the files on, Google Drive and share them with me?
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do that in China.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that. But he says here, upload.
Upload. It's like download, except it's upload.
Yeah, that's right. So putting the files onto the cloud service would be uploading them. Is that right? And here we have another type of cloud service here, Google Drive.
Google Drive is actually really amazing. A lot, we always share things when we're making lessons. We use mm-hmm. Google Drive. Actually, we use a combination of both the Baidu Cloud and Google Drive.
Mm.
But we always have to share things with each other. So I give to you, you give to me.
Well, you know, sharing is caring, Adam.
Sharing sure is caring.
Yeah, sharing is caring. Okay, cool. But yeah, so you can't use Google Drive in China, unfortunately.
Nah.
Yeah, that's... Jeffrey says, oh, right. I just remembered that. Anyway, Baidu's pretty easy to use, says Christine. And actually, you don't even need to set up an account. Okay, so he doesn't have to set up an account. So make an account?
Make an account. Probably on their actual webpage. Well, I mean, I don't know if the Baidu webpage has English or not. If it were an English website, it would probably say register or maybe even like sign up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But set up, yeah, just means make.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So to make, to register, to create, something like that.
We can even, if we have friends, we can even set them up on a date, right?
Hey.
It's like we're making a couple here. Hi, Spencer, I know this girl. Her name is Spencerina.
Is she a ballerina?
She is a ballerina named Spencerina. I want to set you guys up on a date.
I'd love to meet her. Okay, yeah, so setting up, right? Setting up can also be to get somebody in trouble.
Oh, you set me up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So guys, if you ever like to watch movies, like crime movies, someone might set up another person to get them in trouble with the police.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys have any questions about these words here, you can obviously leave them for us in our comments section, and we can let you know more about them later. Anyway, moving along here, we're talking about uploading photos and putting them in a folder and then sharing the link. So that way you don't have to set up the account, right? You can just open the folder. So what is a folder, actually?
The folder is, well, originally it was called a file folder, and that might give you guys a clue about what a folder is. It's the thing you put your files into.
That's right. So basically, if you have these digital files that we were talking about, you can just put them into the folder, and that's where you can find many, many, many files all in one little place, right?
Sure. And I mean, just even if you go to the store and buy a computer, it will already have some folders ready for you, right? Documents, music, pictures.
That's right. Okay, cool. And we're talking about sharing again here, and sharing the link.
The link.
Maybe some of our users know the link as the URL.
Yeah, it could be URL, something that connects, right? You can just click on that link and it will take you where you need to go.
Yeah, a link is usually like a web address.
Right.
So you could say our web address is www.openlanguage.com, you know, something like that. And that could be the link, right, to opening our website, for example.
Yep, you got it.
All right, guys, that about does it for now. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue again, shall we?
All right.
Jeffrey, the photo files are too big. I can't send them over by email. Do you have a Baidu Yun account?
A what account?
Baidu Yun. Baidu is China's leading search engine. Baidu Yun is their cloud storage service.
Oh, I see. No, I don't have an account with them. Can't you just upload the files to Google Drive and share them with me?
But Google Drive isn't available in China.
Oh, right.
Anyway, Baidu Yun is pretty easy to use. Actually, you don't even need to set up an account. I can just upload the photos, put them in a folder, and share the link with you.
That sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, Spencer, before, I don't know about you, but I was really, really excited to start talking about search engines and clouds and Google.
I love talking about clouds.
I love clouds so much, but in our excitement, we forgot to talk about today's grammar point.
That we did. So we're talking about send versus send over.
Right. So I think probably the best way to make a distinction here is that send is just send. You can send pictures anywhere, right? You can send them to your WeChat moments, right? You can send them to your aunt by text message. It's just sending. Mm-hmm. But send over, you're actually giving, you know, a specific thing to a specific person, or I guess even an organization, right? Like send over your resume if I want to hire someone.
Yeah, that's right. So sending over, it's almost a little more actual, or like more,
yes,
or more specific than sending.
Yes. Right. Yeah, sending is just sending. I like sending. When we were young, we always sent postcards to Santa.
Mm-hmm.
That was always fun. But like, we don't actually know Santa's address, so we can't really send them over to him. We just sort of, you know, put them in the mailbox and hoped that they would reach Santa.
Right. Another thing. So like thinking about sending versus sending over. I can say that I use WeChat to send Adam a message. I would never say I'm using WeChat to send over a message to Adam.
That's a really good point. But one thing that you can do using WeChat is send money over, or send files over and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. There's some things here that are a little, maybe you find, our listeners may find a little tricky at first. But, you know, things, for example, I'll give one more example. You can send a person over somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think you would just say, oh, just send him some, you wouldn't just say, oh, send him there. You usually say send him over there, or send her over there, right? Okay, guys, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson and found it very useful. If you have any questions or comments, obviously leave them for us. And also, Do you have, you know, do you have Baidu Cloud? Do you have Google Drive? Don't worry, we won't tell anybody if you do. But feel free to tell us what the differences are between the two of them, which one is better, which one's worse. You know, we'd like to hear your comments. So keep on listening, and we will see you next time, guys.
All right, bye, guys.